Hello everyone and welcome to a little snippet I'm going to do today. It's only going to be a little 10 minute video and I'm going to talk to you about anxiety and my anxiety in a minute and why I haven't been posting many podcasts. I've got the guests wanting to come on and do an episode, but my anxiety is at an all-time high at the minute and I'm struggling to try and keep it at a self-regulating, keeping calm and just trying to practice. I don't know why my anxiety is so high at the minute. I really don't know. But I'm just going to have a general chat with you and also say thank you to the sponsors. I want to say thank you for Louis for making this screen behind me, for all my sponsors that have all done so much in different ways and supported me through some tough times and just being there when I've got an idea. And so thank you to my sponsors and supporters. So I've been, my anxiety's been a bit weird for the last 2-3 months. It's been really high. I'm struggling to go and see my granddad who's in a care home, because every time I go in the care home I'm having a panic attack and I don't know why. I used to work in care homes, so I don't know why I'm getting a panic attack. It's just, I don't know. Things are getting a little bit anxious for me at the minute. I don't know if it's losing weight because I feel bigger when I was big, or because I'm big, I feel a little bit more confident. And I've lost 2 stone in weight in just under 12 weeks. I lost 2 stone in weight, planned, not nothing more. So I'm just wondering if I'm a little bit more aware that I'm losing weight and I don't feel confident, or I'm just anxious about it because I feel like people are judging me for the way I look. I know people don't believe my mental health condition. I know people don't believe my physical health condition, but I can only do me, and that's what I should be doing. I should be cracking on with these podcasts. I should be getting them out there. I should be posting every week, trying to help improve the stigma around mental health. But I just feel like at the minute, my anxiety is that high that I won't put a good enough effort into the podcast. I won't put a good enough in editing and putting it together. I just don't feel like it's good enough. I'm in a good enough place to produce the content at the minute, and I'm really anxious about that. I was talking to one of my guests yesterday I had on previous about doing a once a month with her, Sam, who I think she was my last podcast, about, she's a counsellor, so doing like specific topics around mental health each month, one each month. We did help and techniques in the podcast I did with her. And I'm thinking about doing, my next one will be with her, will be about anxiety, because I want to see if she can answer some of my questions that I have. Pardon me, sorry. And just go from there. But it's like walking. I walked out the door earlier to get the post, but I was like, kept looking. My post box is just literally, because I haven't got a letterbox in the door, my post box is literally 2 steps away from the front door. And I was looking around, tapping my fingers, opening it up, because I thought people were judging me and looking at me. And it's just, my anxiety is really high at the minute, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it, and I'd love to be able to, but I haven't got the faith in mental health services to go back into them. I am going to be doing a self-referral to the Wellbeing, or they've changed their name now, in my area, and just see what they say, and go from there. But I will be coming back to the podcast because I think they really do help. Well, they help me. It's been like a bit of self-therapy for me. So if they can help someone that's listened or watched and just find that little bit of inspiration or something that struck a chord with them can help them, then it's been a success. All I ask is just for all your love that you've already shown me by dropping me a subscribe, hitting the love button, like button, whichever platform you're listening to on, just hit that like and just share it with people. Get it out there. Let's get people talking about mental health and mental illness, because there isn't enough. There is enough around mental health, but there isn't enough around mental illness, I believe. And it's, I'm even anxious about talking about my mental health at the minute and talking about mental illness. I opened up a little bit to someone yesterday about my story that was here to see my partner. And she wasn't judging me, but I felt personally I was being judged. Although you could tell she wasn't, she was interested, she was paying attention. It just, it was judging me. My anxiety went high. And I don't know why, because she was brilliant at her job, helping my partner what she needed help with. But my anxiety went sky high again. I've been round to the shop a couple of times this week and last week and at the weekend. I went with my granddaughter at the weekend and I hated every minute of it, because I thought people are watching me, people are judging me. And although this brings me on to my next bit, although I hear voices and sometimes see the object hallucination, they've been for under control for ages. But one of my voices is creeping back in and I'm trying to stop it. It's like I was washing up this morning, washing up yesterday, doing other bits and bobs around the house. I kept thought my partner was calling my name. She wasn't. That was the voices in my head again. Going, John. So I know something's creeping back in and I don't know why. And I'm trying to stop myself from going to into, all I can say is at like a really high place and I have a breakdown again. So I'm just trying to get myself back on that even keel, relax, recharge, and go again. And I will promise to get a podcast out week by week. I need to start blogging again because I also found that self-therapy. But there's one blog in particular I want to write at the minute, and I think that's caused me a lot of anxiety because I don't know how people are going to take it. There's not really nothing about anyone else. It's about me. And it's about a situation I'm dealing with at the minute. And I have briefly mentioned about it in this little clip. And I just don't know. I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Because it's not, it's aimed at me, this blog. And it's, in a way, it's like a little attack on myself. I'm not being nasty about myself, but us trying to give myself the kick up the backside, I bloody well need to get going back into these podcasts again and blogging and getting out there and talking about mental health. Because when I do this, I feel passionate. I feel like my self-esteem goes up. I feel empowered. And it's not there at the minute. And I'm struggling, but I will be back, I promise you. I just also want, in the description below, there'll be a link to support me by Buy Me A Coffee. It doesn't buy me a coffee because I don't drink tea or coffee. It'll buy me a Pepsi Max to do these podcasts with. It'll help go towards the equipment costs. I've got to get two new monitors because the monitor I'm on at the minute, I've got to send back to rethink because our project's come to an end. And my other monitor, I've had to use that for something else. So it just goes to the upkeep of my equipment, the running costs of StreamYard, paying. I've just transferred my website over. I'm trying to become a CLC to get some of this funded as well. So every little bit helps. There's no pressure whatsoever to donate, to buy me a coffee. But if you want to, then do it, please. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this is all right. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll have a cracking weekend. See you in the next one.
Thank you.